It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tomorrow night, Carnegie Mellon University's International Film Festival presents the documentary film Something Better to Come, which follows the life of a young homeless girl living in a Russian garbage dump over a 14-year period. The film is the result of the tireless work of Oscar-nominated filmmaker Hanna Pollack. She joins us now in studio. Hanna Pollack, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Explain how you ended up coming in contact with this homeless girl who is the subject of this film, and what led you to follow her for 14 years?
It's actually a very personal story because back in 1999, I was in Russia and I met homeless children on the streets of Moscow, and I did not think about making a documentary, making a film. I actually got very personally engaged in helping those children, bringing food, bringing clothes. Soon I had a group of children staying in my small apartment, which I rented next to the railway station. It was sometimes 5, 6 of them. Sometimes it was even 14. There was a time when it was even 40 kids staying in this very little place. And I was trying to push those children out of the streets, to bring them to some orphanages, to bring them back to families if it was possible. And of course, out of this effort, we do have some of the children out of the streets of Moscow. But since I understood that with such a tremendous amount of children, this was thousands of children actually at this time staying on the streets, I can only bring the help to a handful of them, and there must be more done. So I decided to first shoot the photographs, and then out of this, an idea to make a documentary was born. And in 2004, I completed together with American HBO the film, which is called Children of Leningradsky, which was nominated for Oscar. And I still continue working on the next film, on the second film, which I also started in 1999, 2000, which is Something Better to Come. And the result of this work you will be able to see tomorrow. And the film has been awarded with 30 awards all over the world. It has been recognized. And it's a very extraordinary story. It is like a boyhood, but...
But it's real.
Real life. It's a girlhood.
Yeah, right.
Real problems in life the young, growing up person is facing.
One of the questions that occurs to me is, where was the Russian government during all this? I mean, I know that 1999, that was right around the time that the whole Eastern Communist bloc was falling or had fallen. And there was certainly some degree of chaos in Russia. Was that what contributed to this?
Absolutely, because after the fall of the Soviet Union, there was basically the old system which forced people out of the streets and children in the orphanages collapsed. And there was a big mess in the country. In fact, there were some strange laws introduced. For example, there was a law introduced, I believe, in 1996 that a child has a right to stay on the street. So the police, the militia of this time, could not take children out of the streets because they would commit a crime if they would take a child out of the streets, unless the child would commit crime. So this created a very strange, bizarre situation in which children were basically living and dying on the streets. And this is also the subject of both of those films, of Something Better to Come and previous film, Children of Leningradsky, where you can see how these children are exploited by mafia, getting into criminal activities, exploited sexually. Basically, beautiful, amazing children, talented, but living an adult life, trying to survive in the most harsh conditions, sometimes, in the freezing winter, building small houses, living on pipes, living in subway passages, garbage containers. And as the subject of the last film on the garbage dump.
Like regular street people that we see in the United States. The subject of this film is a girl named Yula. And she was how old when you first came in contact with her?
When I first met her, she was 10. She was strikingly beautiful, blonde. She was a quite amazing character. And I followed her for next 14 years. How did she grow up?
How did you maintain contact with her? I mean, I'm guessing you were probably going in and out of Russia. You weren't there the whole time. You were living your life, but obviously you were compelled to come back to this subject. But how did you find her? I'm guessing she wasn't walking around with a cell phone.
Absolutely. I mean, until 2005, nobody had cell phones at the garbage dump, I would say. Later, some people would get from time to time a cell phone because, of course, it started to be widely spread. But before, there was no cell phone. This was actually one of the great difficulties for making this film because the area, this garbage dump, is completely protected, isolated with fence, with security, with police, which is actually protecting this garbage dump from outsiders, while the criminal activities are going on inside of the walls.
They're looking the other way on that, basically, as we say. This girl, how did she want you to continue to come around? Was she okay with that?
In fact, I have a very close relationship with her, and this still continues. We finished, you know, her life is a story of success, I have to say it. Even I would rather have people come and see the film, because I think she has done something really, really amazing. She was completely void of any possibilities in life, not like many celebrities, which actually ruin their life. Also, they are given everything. They have money, talent, fame, and yet oftentimes they are not able to maintain the normal life. She was actually the person who did not have any possibilities, no money. As a child, she was brought to the garbage dump. It's a vicious circle from which you basically cannot break free. And yet she...
Her parents brought her to the...
brought her to the garbage dump. Okay. Then her father died at the garbage dump. Their apartment went to be demolished. She didn't have where to stay. She didn't have any possibilities. And once you enter this cycle of living this kind of homeless life, there is no way out. Yet she's such a person that she grabs even the smallest chance which life offers her. And I think in this she's absolutely unique. She makes choices. She makes her mind. Once she decides for something, she's really following it. She's really doing what she decides to do. So I think this is something really, really amazing, something to learn from. And in fact, the garbage dump becomes a total background to a story of someone who has a strong will, who have dreams, who have desires, who takes her destiny in her own hands. And I think in this she's really, really unique and very inspiring, actually.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and my guest is Oscar-nominated filmmaker Hannah Pollack, who has produced an extraordinary documentary film, Something Better to Come, which follows the life of a young homeless girl living in a Russian garbage dump over a 14-year period. And the film is showing at 7 p.m. tomorrow night at McConomy Auditorium on the campus of Carnegie Mellon University, part of the CMU International Film Festival. It did have a showing yesterday at the Harris Theater downtown yesterday afternoon. And I'm curious at what point, you know, after doing this for so long, 14 years, then how do you realize, okay, it's time to take all this material and edit it and make it into a film? And how did you decide what to leave out?
In fact, it's the most challenging projects. I worked on many projects in my life already, and this is the far most difficult film I ever worked on. And it's not only because the place where was the filming was completely forbidden to access. It's impossible to get funding for a project like this because no television would give you a funding for a 14 or 15 years journey. And of course, you cannot foresee many things. You cannot foresee who will be your main hero and how the life would develop. So there is many.
Did you know that it was going to be 14 years? Did you say I'm going to keep going for at least another decade anyway?
I didn't know, but actually, as a documentary filmmaker, you kind of you kind of have to have this intuition. You kind of have to understand the signals the life gives you. And then I was working on the other projects. Of course, I completed Children of Leningradsky, which did not force me so immediately to complete the garbage dump film. And then actually the fate is always having this kind of hand or finger, you know, that makes you actually in a mystical way to make the certain decisions. And then, but in the editing room, of course, when you're 14 years of the material, you have to water it down, you have to put it in 90 minutes film, following somebody's life for so many years and build so many layers of somebody's life, of the overall situation of the country. It's the most difficult film, like I said, I ever work on, and it turned out that on the editing table you have like this huge puzzles,
yeah,
and you have no reference, you don't know what exactly you can build out of it. So it's an interesting experience, certainly as a filmmaker, very difficult one, but I learned a lot.
I'm sure you did. All right, we're down to less than a minute, but before we wrap this up, I understand that you are involved in working with students in Pittsburgh on filmmaking. Very quickly, what can you tell us about that?
Well, overall, it's an amazing film festival. I see an amazing quality of the films which is brought to Pittsburgh by Jolanta, Lyon.
She's the director of the CMU Film Festival.
She's the director of the festival. Mm-hmm. I am absolutely impressed. And yesterday I had the first meeting with the students. We actually have two different meetings, one with Kappa School students, these are people from 15 to 18 who want to learn how to make their own films, their own art. So I'm very much looking. Yesterday we had a screening. We had a lot of great questions already. And today we're going to continue the workshop. And then afterwards at 4 o'clock, we have the screening. We have basically the course for the older students between undergraduate, graduate, different people. So we will continue also this. Work with them.
It sounds fascinating. We've been talking with Oscar-nominated filmmaker Hannah Pollack, whose film Something Better to Come will show tomorrow night at McConomy Auditorium on the campus of CMU at 7 p.m. Thank you so much, Hannah Pollack.
Thank you very much. Everybody, very welcome.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend, everyone.